Hello and welcome back to the Brick Block Podcast. I'm Nash, joined by my co-host, as always, Shabel. In this episode, we unpack what has happened in IPL 2025 season in the past week and since the start. RCB have surged to the top of the table, while Titans are not far behind with a commanding net run rate. While DC are hot on their heels and Mumbai Indians are making a run for it. SR8, CSK, and Rajasthan are still struggling at the bottom of the table. It's a battle on who takes the wooden spoon. We'll be discussing all that and more in this episode. Let's unpack. Let's dive straight in, Shabel. What are your thoughts on RCB making a run for it at the top?
Yeah, brilliant to see RCB at the top. I think they're the first team in history to win their first six away games in the tournament. Unbelievable. It's not easy to maintain such consistency in T20 format. They won their last six games to make the playoffs last season. They've been very good as well this season. Credit to the management, credit to the coach, Andy Flower, credit to the captain, and credit to Krunal Pandya. I think there was quite a few question marks about his purchase in the auction. Credit as well to Tim David. Those players who maybe at the start of the season you're like, whether they could perform or not, we're not sure. They are delivering in spades for that franchise. And credit to everyone involved at that franchise. They're a genuine chance of winning the title this season.
Yeah, it's real funny, isn't it? Because we always talk about IPL and how you have to be a formidable team at home in order to sort of win a few games away, and that sort of
Spot
sets you
on.
up for the season well in going into the playoffs. Because we have seen historically, even though teams can struggle away, if they have a good home season, they can still get into the into the playoffs. Whereas RCB, it's gone completely opposite. You know, they have. I shouldn't say horrendous, but they haven't been up to the mark at home, and
Yeah,
they
one
have,
win, three losses. Yeah. Yeah.
and they have dominated away from home. So, where I don't even know how to start unpacking that because we have,
Yeah.
like you said, we have never seen that, and
Yep. So
they are
yeah, like
beating the
in
odds.
yeah, we had Sparsh Telang on our previous
Yes.
episode the as our guest and a massive RCB fan, and he spoke about, look, they've lost the toss in all of their games, and the Chinnaswamy track has not been as conducive for batting, so it's hard to know exactly what score you need. And sometimes they've gone too hard too soon and got under par. But the last game against the Royals at home, they got over 200 and they defended it in incredible fashion. Hazelwood as well. I mean, what more can I say about him? Tweeted last week that, if Jasprit Bumrah wasn't around, if Jasprit Bumrah doesn't exist, I think it's Hazelwood who's the premier all-format bowler just because of his consistency across the three formats and the value he provides in all three formats. And he's doing it for RCB. He's the purple cap
Absolutely.
holder. Just
Absolutely. He has
incredible.
been, and the orange cap is with RCB as well. Virat Kohli.
Kohli.
I mean, how much can we talk about him as a player, isn't it? Because yesterday I saw conflicting opinions on online regarding yesterday's innings where they did lose three quick wickets within the first 4 overs, and
They did. They did. And it was a sort of
people.
game as well. Like other players didn't find it easy going as well, like from Delhi at the same time. Yeah, I agree.
And then people were like, Virat Kohli played too slow. Some people were like, oh, he played a perfect innings because he stayed RCB one so that Krunal Pandya and Tim David can come in at the end and then do the job. What do you make of that? Because he is, would you, I mean, everyone would want someone like Virat Kohli in the team, but when it comes to T20, especially this season, he's still the orange cap holder. Like, there's no doubt about it. He averages 63. He strikes at a rate of 138. So that's still good for T20 if he's getting the job done, because the players around him have been really superb as well. Let's not forget Phil Salt, who did not play last night, but he has been really great as well. So, where do you put Kohli's IPL season in this particular year?
Solid. The fact that he's still orange cap holder now, the fact that he hasn't, I don't think he's been at his damaging best this season. I think he's been solid, but he hasn't been at his fluent best. That's for him to still be up there at this point of his career is a testament to him. Yesterday, yeah, look, maybe look, it was important. Yeah, you're right. You lose three wickets in the power play, you typically lose the game. So they just needed a bit of stability there while one of one of the partners goes and plays that bit of a more attacking role. I think ultimately it depends on context. Just because someone scores slowly doesn't always mean it's a bad innings. There's a bit of, you got to look at deeper into the contest. What position was he in? What position was the team in? What were they chasing? If they're chasing 200, yeah, then you got a point. But they're chasing 160 or they're three down early. You just need a partnership, right? And by the time he got out, they needed, what was it, 145 with the one, they were on 145, just over two overs to go, chasing just over 160. You put the team in a decent position.
Yeah, and especially it's those 160 scores in T20 which get a bit tricky when you, especially when you lose three quick wickets in, isn't it? Because you don't quite know what pace to go when you lose three wickets, and having someone like Kohli there since the start, that was one of the key reasons why RCB won yesterday's game, and Krunal Pandya's absolutely
Pandya
blistering
deserves
innings.
massive credit because his role was to take the game on a little bit more, and that's not easy to do on a pitch that was a bit tricky, where other players, even in the Delhi side, as I said, KL Rahul had a low strike rate. Faf du Plessis took 26 balls for his 22. So it's really Abhishek Porel and maybe Tristan Stubbs to a degree that got going for Delhi in their innings. So for Krunal to come out and play that role was critical. And you just, if they fall down and Kohli's out in the fifth over, RCB are under immense pressure. Then Tim David is in earlier, and that's probably not his role, and they're exposed. But you're able to get a big partnership of 100 plus, set things up, and win the game from there. And credit as well to Tim David. He's been absolutely outstanding as well in finishing the innings for RCB. So these players, as I said at the start, Padukal scored a duck yesterday, but he's been good. So you've got these players that are all contributing different times of the season, and it's a real credit to everyone involved at the franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, now we come to one of the teams that we have spoken about since the start. I sat here and said I don't think they'll make to the playoffs.
You didn't give him a chance. You completely wrote him off.
I did. And
What are you thinking
wait,
now?
well, I was wrong, but there's still 4 games to go. But they have made a run for it. They have made an absolute run for it. Mumbai Indians. They've won last 5 games in a row. They are sitting third in a comfortable position, I would say. And with a good net run rate, Surya Kumar Yadav, second in the highest run getter list, Ryan Rickelton scoring 50s. They're getting runs down the order. Corbin Bosch got to go in the last game with a quick fire 20 as well. And the bowlers are coming well. Trent Boult
Trent
was
Boult's
really,
good
really
form.
brilliant against Lucknow. So all the things are coming together nicely for Mumbai. It's good to see. And Bumrah being used as impact player is good to see as well. So again, Bumrah took 4 for against Lucknow, and I think we've gotten to a point where what more can we talk about Bumrah? Isn't it like
Yeah, of course.
what like every single episode he takes up so much time, like he takes up so much of our footage, like other players, it's unfair on other players.
He took so much of my mind during the Border Gavaskar Trophy. I was awake at night thinking about Jasprit Bumrah, and couldn't sleep.
I
So it's nice
mean,
to talk about him in this context rather than what he's doing to Australia.
yeah, that's true. That's true. And hopefully he does the same for in England as well. But speaking about IPL, I think Mumbai are looking comfortable in the third spot
They
at the
are.
moment.
I think from memory they got a bit of a tough run, if I look back at the scenarios,
Well,
but they are looking strong.
they got an easy game next one, which is Rajasthan. I wouldn't say
They got
easy, but yeah, Rajasthan is not
definitely
in the best
winnable.
of form. They got Gujarat after that. And last 3 games is the reason why I didn't have them in the playoffs in the first place. Even after winning couple at the it's because Gujarat, Punjab, and DC are. Punjab is a bit of their season has swung like a pendulum this year, but. You still don't want to write them off, especially with Shreyas Iyer as the captain. So let's talk about Punjab. Let's get into it. What It has been, like I said, it has been like a pendulum swing for them this season. So Maxwell hasn't fired. They put a lot of, they put a lot of thought of getting Maxwell and Ponting in a year, I said, would be the best people to get the best out of Maxwell, but it hasn't happened so far. Why do you think that is?
I really don't know. When he has a bad season, it gets really bad. And it doesn't, it seems like in the past it hasn't happened in the sense that when he starts badly, it just gets worse. And that's happening again here. I don't know why he hasn't been able to resurrect it. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is with Maxi. I don't know if anyone can figure it out. Is it a mindset thing? Is it, he's not confident? Is he thinking about things too much? Does he need to just free up a little bit? I mean, the shots that he tries, it's not as if he's lacking confidence as such. He's still trying the audacious stuff. I don't know.
Just not
Maybe it's
coming
just
off.
maybe now with the big occasions coming up, the big games, maybe that could bring the best out of him. And Ponting and Trezor will challenge him, in these big games that we want you to own it. We're trusting you. We're backing you. And he just needs that confidence. And
Yep.
then he can deliver the goods.
I mean,
But yeah, they.
their last game was washed out against Kolkata, but
That's a blow.
they did put on 200. Great innings up
They were on
top.
track to get more than that. I was watching that innings and the openers were absolutely outstanding from Punjab. They were on track to get more. And that's where Maxwell's got to do his thing. He's got such a platform, but it's just the same old thing at the moment that when a bowler has got the wood on him, as Varun Chakravarti has, it's curtains. And when he's having a poor IPL season, as I said, he doesn't seem to be able to resurrect it. So now's the time to prove us wrong,
Absolutely.
and deliver the goods for his team because they're in a bit of a tricky predicament now, Punjab. They're on 11, sitting fifth. They can't afford many slip ups now,
Absolutely
with the
not.
top four sides looking pretty good. So, yeah, the
Yeah,
openers are
like
doing great, but they need their big stars to step up.
it's and I think no more washouts for any of these teams sitting in the top sort of three, four, five, six positions. Any if there's a washout, I think it could really hamper their season because
It can hamper, right? Yeah, because
whatever opportunities they get now, they should capitalize on that because, like I said, Kolkata is on 7 points, sitting at seventh. I mean, their season hasn't really gone to plan. Similar to Lucknow Super Giants as well, they are on 10 points. So, with Lucknow, I think Rishabh Pant. That's one of our agenda points today is
It's been a shocker.
it's been an absolute shocking for not only Lucknow fans but Indian fans as well. I mean, everyone sort of can't understand why his T20 career has gone this way. He had probably I think one season for Delhi, back in 2017 maybe when he burst onto the scene. Where he had like 400, 500 runs. But I don't think, aside from that, I can't remember a season or even a T20 game for India internationals that he has really lit the stadium on
No,
fire. So,
it's an underwhelming career in T20s for a player of his potential. Very underwhelming.
I mean,
Yeah,
if you
his season has been a
look at
shocker.
Test, he plays T20, and he can do all sorts when it comes to red ball format, but I don't know what happens in
I really don't know. It's a similar thing with Maxwell. Hard to put a finger on it. Again, I think he's just personally struggling to deal with the pressure and the spotlight. Being the captain, dealing with the management game in, game out, in a public setting as well. He seems to be having spats with the owner and Zahir Khan and the price tag as well, the 27 crore, that's very much spoken about. I just think he's really struggling to deal with all of that.
Absolutely, and I think Lucknow's season has been held together by Nicholas Pooran and Mitchell Marsh.
Yeah, since they've stopped scoring big, they've gone downhill, and
Yes.
that was the concern I had about them. Sort of in our halfway review, I expected them to drop out of the top four because I just think they don't have enough depth in their bowling. And how much can you expect a couple of players to keep holding you up all season
True,
when
true.
Rishabh Pant hasn't been a factor, David Miller has been not really a factor either. You can't expect two or three guys all the time just to hold you up. You need other performers coming in and doing the job for you.
Absolutely. And look, from a disappointing to horrendous point of view,
No,
there's three
man.
teams on the radar. which is Sunrisers, Rajasthan, and Chennai. Let's start with Chennai. We don't have to spend too much time there because there's not much to talk about. But one thing I know for sure is this season has been, for Chennai fans, it has been the nightmare, the perfect nightmare because of how Mumbai have gone on the run and how Chennai have gone the
The
exactly
other
like
way.
the other way, because nothing has gone wrong for Chen right for Chennai.
No, it, yeah, you're right. And when you spoke, at the start about RCB, and you spoke about the home form being the center point of a team season, usually I was expecting that with CSK this season. Three spinners in their lineup with Noor Ahmed, Jadeja Ashwin, experience in their team, do well at home, but man, they have been absolutely shocking. I was expecting them to have a much better season. I was expecting them to be a real factor this season. They've been absolutely shocking. Like, you watch their games and you think to yourself, these guys have almost no chance of winning this. Like, on a game by game basis. And, there's been some bright spots. They've got this youngster, Ayush Hatre, that's come in. He looks very, very good. And it says a lot that, what is he, 17? He comes in and all of a sudden he's key to them getting a fast start in the power play. And that makes them impetus in the innings. That speaks volumes of their experienced players and how shocking that they've been this season.
And he Ayush performed great against Mumbai at 1 KD, and that's his home ground as well in domestic. But
He looks a good player, doesn't he? He looks
he
very
does,
impressive.
and
That's
that
the
just
one
goes to
positive of,
show the depth that Indian cricket has at the moment when it comes to white balls. And with Chennai, I think the Mumbai, you're right, the bowling has been atrocious to say the least. And Mumbai chased with like 1 wicket down at 1 KD. And let's not forget, they got Ashwin in the ranks, they got Jadeja, they got Dhoni,
Khalil Ahmed's been
pulling
good
all
with
the
the ball.
strings. Yeah, Khalil Ahmed has been good, but when you talk about Noor Ahmed and Pathi Rana, and Jamie Overton has been given a go as well. But it's, I think the problem has not been about that they have the firepower, it's just not firing. It's about the balance that we talk about. They
Yeah, I
haven't
think
they ha
Fleming admitted it as well. They got it wrong in the auction, and it's showing. Yeah, with that, with the balance of the team, and yeah.
Because you can't have like you start at the you look at the start of the season and look at their team from the first game, for example, and look at the team from the last game, let's say against Mumbai, and you got players coming in and out, and you got Shivam Dubey one time batting at number four, then you got Jadeja batting at number four, then you got Vijay Shankar batting at number five and four. I mean, you can't have that in the in especially in the middle order. The
Spot on, mate.
I mean, if I if, don't get if, like ever since I started watching cricket, I was taught the middle order is your stabilizer. Whatever
They don't know what
happens,
they don't know what their middle order is. They just don't
They
know.
absolutely have no idea what to do with that middle
And
order.
then that's the opposite of what CSK have been about for all these years. Usually it's continuity and clarity and understanding their balance and understanding their strengths. They have no idea what their middle order is supposed to look like. I expect Brevis will be a key part of it now. But even like Jamie Overton, you said, oh, he's been given a go. Has he? Like he's had a couple of games. But he comes in really late when there's like
Yeah,
five, 10 balls
I know what
left.
you
Instead of giving him a bit more of a go there in, the last 4 or 5 overs at least, and see what he can do because he's a big hitter of the ball. But he's batting at number 8 and 9 when he's in the team. What's the point?
And
And
that's the
bowling
thing,
two
he
overs in the
hasn't
power
been
play.
used correctly.
No, and he's not a power play bowler. He's a guy that hits the deck in the middle overs. They're bowling him opening the bowling, completely misusing their resources, and that's something we totally don't expect from CSK.
And I
Yeah,
think
been very poor.
the thing is, look, I'm a big Dhoni fan. But I think too much focus on that has hampered the season. It has come to a point for CSK and hopefully not for MI anytime soon. But they have this focus on one individual a lot. For MI, it sort of is Rohit Sharma, and for CSK, we all know it's MS Dhoni. Both haven't been the cricketer that they are, they were a few years ago, and that has been a major problem. You can't tell me that if you put someone else instead of MS Dhoni. Look, MS Dhoni as a leader, as a captain, has hands down one of the best cricket has ever seen. But you get to a point where you just don't have the players to do it with.
Yeah, that's the big thing, isn't it? That's what I was going to say. They just don't have the makeup of the squad or the
Absolutely.
cattle or the depth to do anything really at the moment.
Absolutely. Look,
Yes,
we can
yeah,
sit here
that's
and
the
talk
problem.
about CSK all night long and what went
Yeah, we
wrong,
could,
but
yeah. I
let's
mean,
talk about
yeah.
Rajasthan and Sunrisers.
Rajasthan, obviously.
Sunrisers title contenders at the start.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Pat Cummins, the renowned Australian captain that has won everything but can't seem to crack IPL. What do you think? Where has the
That's fine with me,
season
mate, as long as he wins with Australia.
where has the season gone
That's,
wrong for them?
yeah, where's the season gone wrong? They've got no consistency with the bat. They're the big players that performed for them last season. Abhishek Sharma's played maybe the one big innings and nothing else pretty much outside of that. Travis Head has not had a great season by his standards. So that set them back a lot. Those two openers were the cornerstone of what they did last season. It has not been the case this campaign. And then I thought Nitish Kumar Reddy was in for a big season. He's disappointed me, given that he's gone to higher honours. He's played for India since the last IPL. His batting is really good, and he can deliver with the ball as well. I was expecting him to have a big season. That hasn't happened. Ishan Kishan, shocking since his first game 100. Nothing really since then. Walking and smiling when he hasn't nicked the ball behind against Mumbai Indians. That would enrage an SRH fan. That would really upset me if I was an SRH fan to say, you got one of your players against his former teams doing that. Where's the mentality? Where's the fire in your belly? Klassen's been good at times, but yeah, they've just lacked that sort of batting impact that served them so well last season. And in the bowling, I mean, they restricted CSK, but everyone's restricted CSK, to be fair. The bowling, Shami's had a poor season. Cummins has not had a great season. And they lack quality spin, and it's found them out.
Yep, I mean, if you look at the list of orange cap holders, Klaassen is their top run getter this season with 288. You got Travis Head with 260, and then you got Abhishek Sharma with 240. So your top players are 10 games in, have only scored 200 runs, 250 runs. I mean, you're going to struggle
And
as a team.
Klaassen's had a decent season, but not a season
By
that
Klaassen
gets you
standards, it's not a
exactly not a season
good
that gets
season.
you standing off your chair and say, wow, that's incredible. I think he's been dismissed by spin quite a few times, and that's usually his strength. So it hasn't been an absolute vintage Klaassen season, and the fact that he's leading run scorer, I think, speaks to their issues. And I don't imagine that I have many bowlers up in the top 10 of the purple cap either. So.
I don't think so, no.
No. So, they've really struggled in that area, and they've got to win every game from here and hope that other teams collapse completely.
I mean, they
Don't
got
see that.
Harshil
Don't see that
Patel with
happening.
13 wickets, but that's about it, really.
Yeah, he's been pretty decent. He bowled well at Chepauk, and he usually does bowl well there. But yeah, I mean, with Harshal Patel, he can come in the middle and at the death and take wickets, but you need a platform set by the Cummins and the Shami. That puts teams under significant pressure as well. And they just haven't been good as an all-round unit, SRH. I was expecting so much more from them.
And talking about Rajasthan, it's been a I don't know what to talk about
I
Rajasthan
think it's a
because
season that we were
it's been
expecting from them.
a exactly we've been expecting a lot for the past few seasons, and they just can't seem to get it right.
Let's say they stuffed up from the retentions. I'll go as far as that. I think the way they retained the certain players, the amounts that they retained them for, that the fact that they retained Jurel and Hetmyer, I'm not saying they're bad players, but I think it was 25 crore combined for those two. And the fact that they're struggling with finishing games off is quite ironic because you kept those two players to help you with that, and it has not happened. They've bottled two or three chases with
Especially the
very
last
little
one against RCB chasing 206.
total control. But the manner in which they're playing spin in the middle overs is a big problem. finishing off the game in the final few overs is a big problem. And that's where they spent their money. They didn't retain Butler. They didn't retain Bolt. They didn't retain these guys that have served them well in previous seasons. They've retained guys in the middle, and that's where they're struggling. So, yeah, they got it wrong there in their retentions, in my view, and it's filtered on into this season. They lack balance. They don't have that all-rounder capability that other teams have. Yeah, apart from Jofra Archer and Yashasvi Jaiswal, I think it's been an extremely underwhelming season for them.
Yeah. Yashasvi Jaiswal has got into his groove, and
He
Jofra
has.
Archer as well. They both had a poor start to the season, but as the season has gone on, and while Mumbai have won 5 in a row, Rajasthan have lost 5 in a row. So, they got GT coming up tomorrow. They got MI in a couple of days, and it's going to be really interesting to see where teams go from here. So, for this week, have you changed your top four, or are you what top fours have you got? Are you going with the ones that are there at the moment? If you see anyone sneaking in.
I think I had a couple of weeks ago, I had GT dropping out in Punjab in there with RCB, MI, and DC. That was what I had a couple of weeks back. But GT, mate, people are waiting for their downfall, but they continue to produce the goods. It's like they've got issues with their middle order, and we said that at the start of the season with GT. But because the top three, and that was their strength, because they've been so good, Butler and Sudarsan in particular, and Gill started to find some form as well. It sort of masks that. And then you have Prasid Krishna producing a season like this. Unbelievable season, Prasid Krishna, that, yes, we know he's a good bowler, but we didn't expect him to be this good. So we've got performers that, Sai Kishore's been very good, and Siraj has been solid. And this is all without Rashid Khan being at his best as well. They just managed to find a way. And yeah, look, I had Punjab coming in. It's probably, I mean, Delhi are in a bit of a tricky situation as well, because they're fourth and they've got to hit their straps as well the last five games. Yeah, it's interesting. I think that the bottom five teams are out of the picture. I don't think LSG, KKR, SRH, RR, CSK, I think they're all gone in my view. I don't think any of them will make it. Maybe Punjab and
I mean,
NGT
look,
between them.
KKR 3 out of 5 games are Rajasthan, CSK, and SRH. So KKR
Correct. They've got some
might
good
have a good
fixtures
chance.
there. They have got some good fixtures there, but you've got to win all of them. And if they win all their games, it'll take them to 17 points. That could get them in.
And they have a
But yeah, they're a
positive
chance.
net run rate as well. So,
But their consistency has been all over the place this season. So I don't see them winning all five games. Could prove me wrong. But they've just been so inconsistent that, can you trust them to win five? No. But could they? They've got the players too. Yeah, they could do something. But similar to other teams, just tactically, they've been a bit off. I think the Andre Russell not facing a lot of deliveries. And yeah, I just think tactically as well, they haven't been particularly great. But you
interesting.
never know. But yeah, this is a very interesting last few games.
Absolutely. I have look, now that Mumbai have made a run for it, I don't see them going out of that top four.
Even with their difficult run, I think they're good enough to beat
I
anyone,
think
to be honest.
they're not good enough. I think
And that's what I was saying. If they click and they get their act together, they've got every base covered. They've got such a
for
good
me,
side.
yeah, for me, I don't think the top four will change from here on out. Gujarat, I've got 2 games in hand. They're on 8 games, so
I just feel Punjab have got to make it. This is their year to finally make the
maybe.
playoffs. They're playing pretty well. They've got a good captain, a good coach. They've
But
got,
it'll be interesting to see who they topple from that top four. Who they
That's the
sort of.
thing, right? It's hard for me to say which team that'll be. I just want to have a quick look at Delhi Capitals. So they've got a tough draw, Delhi Capitals. They're fourth in 12 with 12 points. KKR at home, that's a must win. SRH away, given how SRH have been playing, Delhi Capitals will back themselves. But then they've got Punjab away. That could be a dead set 4-pointer when you talk about playoffs. That those the winner of that game can definitely make a run. Then they've got Gujarat at home and Mumbai away. So that's a tough last three games for Delhi. So very interesting which teams keep their nerves.
Yeah, well, lots to talk about, lots to discuss, and we'll be here with some new guests in the upcoming episodes as well.
Yes,
And
stay tuned.
let us know what you think in the comments below, and please send any messages, any thoughts, any feedbacks you have on our X or Instagram as well. And we'll be back with a new episode next week with highlights and updates from what's happened until then in the IPL 2025 season. Thank you so much. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your app, podcast, Apple, Spotify, and we'll be posting snippets on YouTube as well. So please watch out for that. Thank you so much, Shabel. Thank you to all the listeners. We'll see you soon.